free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Oh, we're back, folks. We're back. It's amazing just how much disinformation and misinformation and untruthfulness and stereotyping that we all, if we watch the evening boob tube and watch the media online, get from that same media. It's just the stereotypes and the lies about Iran doing so well and doing so poorly, rather. It depends on which day it is, but mainly we always get that, you know, the sanctions are working, the sanctions are hurting. And to the delight of the media, I think most of the media, they're very happy with Mr. Trump. I don't agree fully with everybody else. And I know that, some of our people and others they love Trump so much and they hate Obama so much. And I think, quite honestly, I don't have any love for any of them, but the reality is, as far as their policies are concerned, the reality is that it doesn't matter who's in control of the White House. It's who's in control of the control of the White House that's important. And this is why I cautioned for years on end, 16 and a half years now, on this network. We've told you that, and we've given it to you straight from the scriptures, from my perspective. I've always tried to stress that fact, that all we get in the media on a daily basis, even the alt-right media, the so-called corrective media, we do get a lot of misinformation and disinformation. So you got to be very careful. And, you know, you can't do it all, but you can do most of it from the scriptures to know the lies from the truth. And, you know, whenever you hear about peace and safety, be very cautious, because who doesn't want peace? Well, there are some that don't, obviously, the military industrial media contractors and the syndrome, they don't want peace because peace is not good for business. You know, but true peace is something we're all yearning after, you know, as the song in, the opening song in Lost Horizon that I play. We got to play that again. But you could imagine a place where there's no war, no more sound of bombs and guns and missiles and so forth, and children can go and play. Well, this is not this world. This is not this world system, I'm afraid. I'm afraid that's for the millennium. And we haven't gone through the millennium yet, as some would say. We haven't passed it. It's coming. But, you know, in this meantime, there's a lot of money being made on bluster and guns and kinds of war bragging and so on and so forth, building of new weapon systems for what? So we can see who destroys civilization first, as Rod Taylor said in The Time Machine. You know, I don't much care for the time I was born into. People aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the Earth. Well, you know, they are depopulating the Earth, and not just through war, but through so-called medical care. And what we have now is the prospect of these vaccines, that one is outdoing the other. Who can get there first? Even Mr. Trump, despite all of his naysaying, has jumped on the bandwagon basically right from the get-go. Right from the get-go. When he said, yeah, he wants to get a vaccine too. We all want a vaccine. Well, what's there so magical about a vaccine? As Dr. Lorraine Day says, and others have so eloquently said, vaccines have never, never cured an illness. Don't be fooled. Polio was a big, major, major hoax, that vaccination. Now we're seeing the effects of it in Africa, hundreds of thousands dying from polio, from the vaccines. So, you see, folks, everything you hear in the media, don't jump on the bandwagon. This is why I hesitated right from day one to jump into this fray. It's either Trump or the Democrats. It's either the RNC or the DNC, you know? And that's okay if that's your bailiwick. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying that's not my thing. I don't give a whit about who's running, whatever they're doing, whatever they're saying, because what they say in these so-called debate forums is nothing more than political rhetoric, you know? And basically, it's Vaseline, you know? It's smoothing off the surface. That's all it is, rhetorical Vaseline. Don't believe what they say. The so-called moderators haven't got their head screwed on right to begin with, but they do have their own bias, and they know what they can and cannot ask. I mean, I remember in the 1988 presidential debate, it was all about all these evils around the world that the United States was supposed to correct. Soviet Union and all of that, glasnost and coming and peace in our time, and then apartheid in South Africa. Oh, they were you for it or you against it? You notice that question never comes up? You notice that question never comes up now within Palestine? Apartheid? Well, the Palestinians have just been written off. Totally written off, and by their own brethren, too. Because the Kenite always works to sow division and strife and envy and opposition within their own circles. They do this all the time to advance their goal. And their ultimate goal is world conquest, world dominion for their father, Satan. Sorry to say that, but that's true. If I had time today, I was going to play a little bit of this whole interview, just a little of this interview that has been done, and it's on BitChute, and it's Blue Raven, under the name of Blue Raven. It has to do with the Noahide laws and how far we've come under the Noahide laws today in America. The Noahide laws that were signed into law by President Herbert Walker Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, and what they mean for the Talmudization and the Judaic control over America, not just education, but over the whole American people. If we have time, we'll play a few minutes of that too, okay? Let me go back to the phones, though. I think I want to go to British Columbia first. We'll go there first. And there's Daniel in B.C. Hello, Daniel. You're up on the program.
Hi, Rick. How you doing? I just wanted to say that was a great guest you had. When he mentioned, I did have a little issue, he had mentioned the Assad regime, which when you know when someone says calls a government a regime, they might have a bias already. And he said that they had committed atrocities. Now, I don't know if he's referring to the fake sarin gas attacks with the white helmets or not.
No, I don't think that at all. No, he's talked about that before. It has been opposition when he's talked about that Assad has, killed certain, opposition war, because he's put down repression, you see. He's put down opposition and military opposition in addition to that of the United States and ISIS. So he wasn't referring to that, because we've discussed that before. And he does believe that's highly suspect, the sarin gas thing. I can give you that answer myself.
Okay, great. I just wanted to clarify that.
No.
I know just like Saddam Hussein. I mean, he had to commit a few atrocities too, but he kept Al Qaeda out, and he did what he did to keep that country together. They got these warring factions, and you need a dictator, for lack of a better term. And I don't think
Bill Beaman said that too. In these situations, a dictatorship is what works best. You don't have democracy when you have these warring parties, you know. And I mean, we're losing it here now in America, you know. And so that goes without saying. Yep. Yes, Daniel.
Just trying to keep these Mossad false flag attacks out of your country. I think you got to do whatever you got to do. So, all right, I'll leave you with that. Thanks.
That's
great
true.
Show.
Thank you. Thanks for calling again. Bye-bye. I appreciate the call. Wayne in Texas wants to contribute, too. Hello, Wayne.
Hello, Rick. Good show as usual. I was hoping to talk to your previous guest because I wanted to push back on a few of his comments. We know there's issues with every administration, but when he talks you know, I think it's more, he gave out a lot of disinformation in my mind. And first up, when he calls Trump an isolationist, let's remember, under Clinton, Bush, and Obama, they sent millions of our manufacturing jobs overseas. Meanwhile, they were looking presidential and smiling and everything, but they sold us out big time. Trump comes in and says to China, this deal is not going to fly anymore, and now we're getting tariffs in the billions of dollars from China and getting some of our jobs back. And anybody that knows about business will understand that when you get these factories back, whole communities are revived, and so families are saved. So that's number one. Number two, on the energy issue, he cut numerous Obama regulations that were hampering our energy discovery and everything else. So I know for a fact tens of thousands of pipeline jobs and everything else were created as a result of those actions, and now we are one of the leading, if not the best, producer of energy in the world. And talking about energy, when Iraq oil came back online during Obama, you know, when they started pumping oil again, you know who got the leases? It was China. They got the leases, even though we were over there sacrificing blood and all these trillions of dollars to make that deal happen. So, yeah, I just think, you know, we got to push back when needed here. Another thing, too, on NATO, before Trump came, NATO was sucking the money out of us, and we were paying far more than the share we were supposed to pay. Now with him in there, NATO partners are forced to pay, I think it's actually $200 billion more now than they did before. So, you know, again, I can understand some weaknesses in Trump's approach in certain things, but on some of the bigger issues, he has slapped the heck out of these internationalists. And I think on trade especially, he's saying to each country, hey, we want to make a deal one-on-one. We're not going to be involved in some big infrastructure that's going to, you know, stop us from progressing the way we want to. Any comments?
Well, I know what you're saying. And you know, and my guest does have his own personal, obviously, his like a the Democratic policies better than what we have, and there's certainly much to be said for that. But also, you're right. I mean, you've got to maintain a total even playing field, and I feel like all it is to me is the people that advise Trump, the people that control him, and we get deep into this, the Adelsons and so on and so forth. What they do is they basically put words in his mouth, and his policies, some of them may be sincere, but no president does anything that's going to be contrary to the overseers and those in the CFR, the invisible government, that controls the overall policies of this country during that administration. That's why we went from the horrible years of what? Of the Nixon years and Ford. So we got to get a change. And what do we have? Jimmy Carter. Well, he did change things for the worse. And we got these Carter people. Oh, but Carter made a lot of sense. Yeah, he said a lot of good things. But what did he do? We betrayed Rhodesia, South Africa. We betrayed China, free China, Formosa. We've led a communist China in the UN. We made it stronger. You know, there were a lot of things that we had going on. But then we got sick of Carter, and we put in Reagan. We got to get tough again, you know? So, you know, it's a game. It's a game, Wayne, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, Rick, I understand all that. You know, I know how deep, well, again, I know it goes down pretty deep. And I think if you recall, Trump has said on numerous occasions he inherited quite a mess. And by far
the biggest one
was an unpayable national debt that will result in a eventual reset of our financial system. So, you know, he's really come in with a lot of stuff against him, and I know that he has controllers and things like that, but on a greater scheme of things, I still think he's kept things afloat here while people can prepare. So,
all right. All right. Thank you, Wayne, for your courageous comments. I appreciate you calling in.
Take care.
Thanks again. All right. Mark in Georgia. Hello there. You're up.
Hello. Yeah.
Yes.
I just went to an amusement park. I guess there's... Hi, can you hear me okay?
I'm hearing you pretty well. Just speak into the phone.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying this guy was saying, well, we're following policies from corporate headquarters. And I try to get across to him, have you examined anything of science saying that these policies are not legitimately benefiting anyone in the way of any, you know, like you're saying, we have to wear a mask, even though the overwhelming science shows that wearing masks does nothing to prevent the spread of disease. And it's like, oh, you're just being a troublemaker. Well, yeah, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he was a real troublemaker to legalistic hypocrites. So in that sense, yes, I'm in good company, right? But I just tried to get across to him. It's not just presidential scientists and physicians who have clearly stated on record that this policy is not preventing the spread of disease. And the number of people that have died over any particular span of time from this year compared to the year before, or for that matter, the year before that, there's not a significant number of people dying that gives any justification to declaring a pandemic. But that's the problem with authoritarianism. They can't admit that they're wrong.
Right. That's so true.
You know, so the director of this amusement park calls you just need to leave, and that's the way authoritarianism is. It's like, I can't agree to stop and think and question why are we doing things from a corrupt organization that, quite frankly, has done a lot of wicked, stupid things like wrecking the economy, you know, and, you know, it's like, oh, and another guy with the management, yeah, I've been over there, we've been around and around. When I say around and around, it's like, yes, in one sense I agree you have a legitimate point, but according to corporate policies, I can't agree that there's even a possibility that you're right. You know, it's like I tried to say to this person, I can't, good conscience, place membership with a 501c3 corporate church. Goes, oh, yeah, we were round and round about that. And I'm like, I told you what my concern, and you just continue to take a policy, a view that having a 501c3 corporate church is perfectly acceptable. You understand that they can yank somebody's 501c3 corporate status if they just don't like their criticizing public policy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I don't know.
I agree. Like, you know, I think that's the problem. The problem lies in no greater arena than in the religious community today, Mark. That's the area that you must watch out for, because, you know, they said John Hagee the other day had COVID, and I thought, wow, is this a little bit of a sampling of his own medicine and what he's wished on others and foreign policy in the Palestinian area and so forth, you know? But I've always said the religious community is the worst of all, because they come in the name of Jesus or in peace. And what do they spew forth? Anything but peace.
Yeah.
They do bring war. They war against the soul, war against your mind. On your mind that they're waging a battle. This is why I'm saying to all of you out there, and I know you like Trump, I know Trump is not you personally, but others, well, we don't want Obama, well, we don't want this Biden, and we don't want Kamala Harris. But you know what? I heard it in 1976, you know, and I heard anybody but Carter in 1980, ABC. And what do we get? More of the same. We're heading in the same fatalistic direction, because these people are not in control. Period.
Political theatrics is a puppet show, and I'm pretty sure that the protocol of the learned elders of Zion said something like, we're happy to let the Goyim believe that they have a say in the form of government by having an active role in political theatrics. But what is political theatrics? It's avoiding the fact of what they don't want to deal with, is the criminals that run our money racket, not just here in the United States, all around the world. And that was a real reason for attacking Libya, is they were coming out with a gold-backed monetary system, and competition is the one thing they can't handle. So anyway, it's Rick at Rick458 or something at your email.
No, Rick458 at Cox.net.
At Cox. Yeah, 458. 458. A little upside down L shape. Well, kind of L flipped over. Anyway, the thing is that I'm going to try to prepare this letter as like, look, I wasn't saying no to wearing the mask. I was saying no to your following stupid policies without thinking about it. All I wanted you to do was stop and think about it.
Yeah. You can write to me, Mark, but we are at break time. Thank you for your call, sir. Appreciate that. We got a break. Be right back. Rick Adams' Facebook page, Uncensored, and we will return with Art and Philly coming up as well.
The likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Need a little break, folks. Let me play this musical interlude by Debbie Reynolds, and then we'll bring up Art. Stay tuned. Go ahead, cue it up, Ken. You get it? Here you go.
Away, away, come away. Where the grass grows wild, where the winds blow free. Away, away, come away with me, and I'll build you a home in the the willing hand. Come, come, there's a wondrous land where I'll build you a home in the meadow. the stars, oh how bright they'll shine on a world the Lord must have helped design. The stars, oh how bright they'll shine on that home.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate that musical interlude. That's Debbie Reynolds, of course, singing in How the West Was Won. Now we have Art from Philly calling in. I think he's at a Trump rally or something in Philly or whatever. Are you there, Art? Hello, Art.
I didn't get to the rally. I did not get to the rally. Good.
Huh?
Yeah, I did not get to the rally today due to some circumstances. So
you were preempted, were you, by another rally? Were you at the Biden Kamala Harris rally?
No, not really.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Happy Columbus
and welcome
Day to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So I was going to comment on a couple things. One is, for instance, in RBN, they're talking about Sears. Okay. Now we know about Sears' financial dilemma and it's closing down everything. We also know that. Eddie Lampert is the financier behind it. What many people may not realize is Eddie Lampert lives in Aspen, Colorado, hometown to the Aspen Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, I sent you an email. They got a big webpage on Eddie Lampert right on the Aspen Institute. That same Aspen Institute set up by Henry Crown, okay, of the Chicago outfit. What a coincidence. If you believe in coincidences, which I don't.
Right.
Yeah. And another point
you
is...
Go on. Complete the sentence now. Come on. You got us all psyched up. Tell us a little bit more about this Henry Crown and the influence of the Aspen Institute in Colorado.
Well, basically, the Aspen Institute is a think tank that is used to educate many leaders in business throughout the United States and throughout the world, okay? So they're nothing but a front, you know, but because they're basically established and controlled by the Crown family, which also runs General Dynamics, is it goes right back to the Chicago Boys, the outfit. That's what it is. So you're seeing the, how would you say, the morality of, you know, of those boys basically telling us how business should be run. Yeah. Now,
well,
I wanted to point
out a long time, huh? You got the how many other institutes are there? Boy, we talked about the Rand Institute a week or so ago, I think. We talked about all these others. Of course, I always talk about the CFR and the CED, you know, the Committee for Economic Development, and you know, a lot of people just simply are joining. If you listen to regular talk radio, which I try not to, but I do only to just hear how many of the callers and the hosts are just. You know, rally around the flag, boys, and they don't have any information. And, you know, they don't know that America lost World War II. They still think we won it. We didn't lose it. We didn't win any war because they won it, the synagogue of Satan. The reason is because we went from being a creditor nation before to a debtor nation during and after the war. And you know, the reason why was that the fact they set up the World Bank. In secret,
right.
You know, Art, in the Bretton Woods agreements they had in secret in New Hampshire. But they were doing it in secret because they were afraid there were German spies everywhere watching them, you know. So they just didn't want the enemy to know. This is what happened.
Right.
The whole banking
also
system.
Also, I was going to talk about the Green New Deal.
The Green New Deal, yeah. All right, Art, I'm sorry we got to take the quick break, and now we'll have plenty of time to talk and more of your phone calls. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you who joined us on the chat room as well, deadlyexperiment.chatango.com. We welcome you as well, Art. So you've been watching the scenarios, and you're watching the Aspen Institute, and you've been watching the crowns, the Lester crowns, the Henry crowns, and all the other crowns of the princes that guide this world. And you've seen in the last week, you've seen that I haven't watched the vice presidential debate at all. I didn't hear a word of it. But I can pretty much gather from some of the clips that all of the things that Pence is taking credit for, for the things that Mr. Trump has done with regard to the Zionist regime are the things he should be condemned for. So, apparently, it sort of almost makes Harris and Biden look good, because how can a guy who
that's
who
hard back- to do.
Yeah. What?
Right.
I'm not interrupting. I'm just saying that it's crazy. It doesn't even make any sense at all.
No. Basically, it was opposite day. What I saw listening to debates is, and what was not said, which is really more important, what they did say, just like what Joe Banana said in Organized Crime, it's what you don't hear is what the most important. So
okay.
I heard both Biden when he got debated, and Harris, when they debated, we're going to support the Green Deal. So that means they're going to pull us back into the Paris Climate Change Accords to limit CO2 emissions. So what's one of the consequences of that? Just in Bloomberg's media today, they said, according to the Paris Climate Change Accords, if you have a gas guzzler car, such as, you know, a Porsche or Ferrari, you're going to be paying a carbon tax of $60,000 per year for the privilege of having that gas guzzler. Okay, so that's the kind of accord that both Harris and Biden want to pull us into with respect to that. So get ready for, you know, basically having your gas guzzler that uses a pint of gasoline per year, then you're going to have to pay, you know, $10,000-$50,000 for the privilege of having a gasoline car. All right, that's one of the things they're pulling us into.
How does that stop all of these climactic changes?
It doesn't.
Oh, okay.
And the other thing, and the other thing they're saying, you know, implicitly, is they're going to shut down energy independence of the United States by reducing fracking and other activities within the U.S. that produce energy and put us back into dependency from foreign energy resources. Right? So, I mean, those are major, major issues that can wreck the U.S. economy even worse than what's being wrecked right now.
That'll do it.
And the other thing that wasn't. The other thing that wasn't said was they didn't talk about immigration, okay? And here it is, you have, who basically is a Hindu, anybody knows about Silicon Valley or IT, and you see how many jobs have been lost to Americans through outsourcing and H-1B visa and the likes of the immigration, they want to open up those immigration floodgates and put Americans out of work, both legal and illegal. So get ready for a sanctuary city in every school board in the country. So that's some of the things I saw they didn't say that they implicitly said are going to happen. Okay. Now, and what you said there is true. For instance, I mean, what Pence did say, he says, look, Trump should be, you know, given kudos for is basically moving the capital of Israel to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv.
Yeah, that's right. Bible prophecy. Jerusalem will be destroyed. They want us to go with them, huh?
Right.
And he's
right.
A Bible believer now, remember. Pence is a Christian. He's one of those Bible-believing Christians that believes that those so-called Jews over there are the Judah tribe, and they're Israel, and they have a right to do whatever it is that they want to do, regardless of consequences. That's something that's quite inimical to the scriptures. My goodness.
Right. And the other thing that both sides agreed on, without implicitly saying it, is both sides are going to force vaccinations on the American population. I mean, even Trump said that in his debate with Biden, he says, the first 200,000 people are going to be the GIs. You know, the people in the armed services are going to be getting these vaccinations. They're going to be the guinea pigs, okay? Then who comes next is obviously, you know, the people in hospitals and police and, you know, school teachers and on down the line, along with the kids, okay? So that seems like it doesn't matter whether it's Biden or Trump in there. It's a foregone conclusion. They're going to force vaccinations on the American population.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things I saw that was going on.
Well, again, all that comes to mind to me is that little fiddle of George Wallace,
right.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum. There ain't a dime's worth of difference between. Now, you can boast. You can say, Pence is going to hold back spending. Trump's going to hold back spending. How much has the deficit increased by in the last 3.5-4 years now?
Right. Well, how about just in the past year, $4 trillion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, his first term, though. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, I mean, then they come along and say, well, he's made America strong again. How? I mean, militarily, yeah, we have all the bombs that can kill all the people of the world 10 times over. But is that strength? Rome did, too. Remember, in the days of the Roman Empire, they had the strongest military on the face of the earth still in its waning days, but they destroyed themselves from within. And that's the key.
Right. They couldn't afford to pay the army. Right. They destroyed their currency, just like we are. And as far as these bailouts, I mean, what they gave us is, look, the tax they imposed on every taxpayer averages out to $60,000 per taxpayer. But we all got a $1,200 stimulus. So what happened to the rest of the $58,800 that was given through new $4 trillion debt they imposed upon every American. So, you know, that's one of the things that's happening there. And unfortunately, if you're looking at it from this point of view, I would say the Republicans won't spend us into oblivion as fast as the Democrats. But
either way, were being spent into oblivion financially. So, all right, what the Republicans might go down in 10 years, what the Democrats might go down in 8 years. So that's how I see it.
Well, I don't know if I can make bets on that. I don't know. Tweedledee, Tweedledum. It depends on who the Republican is. It would be nice to see Lindsey Graham bite the dust, but in that Senate race in Way, and I'm not, like I said, if the Senate goes Democrat, you know, to be honest with you, at this late stage in the game, it's deciding over the Roman Colosseum or the Roman Senate, you know. Come on, folks, let's all wake up here. Let's look at where we are on the timeline. Put it that way, okay? We're bankrupt. We're broke. We're destroyed from within. We have a division from within. We have these fake crises, these fake alleged plots against the governor of Michigan now. You knew that was a fake as soon as you heard it, you know. Now they're beginning to say the alleged plot. Right off the bat, NBC, the rest of them were saying the plot to kill Whitmire, you know. And, you know, again, it's more military, industrial, media, CIA, Mossad, DHS syndrome. And that's where it's coming from. Nobody touches the DHS, and the Department of Homeland Security, rather, was created directly after they pulled off 9/11. And who was the first director? Do you remember who the first Secretary of the Homeland Security was?
Sure it was. It was Tom Ridge, who I've told you to go place through corruption.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Who was directly tied in.
And we had Chertoff in there, too, son of the devil.
Chertoff.
Michael Chertoff there for a while. You know? And who runs the Department of Homeland Security? Well, Congress will never investigate it. Because Congress itself didn't even know that we had the NSA, the National Security Agency, existed till the early 80s or something? You know?
Right.
I mean, it's incredible. They admitted they didn't know that they existed. But they existed. They created themselves out of thin air.
Yeah.
So if you can pull off that one, then you can pull off almost any hoax, anything. There's no oversight over the intel community. That is very scary. But most people never talk about it. You don't hear Rush Limbaugh talking about it. You don't hear anybody else talking about it. But we're talking about it right now. We have a call. Let's go to that call right now. Barbara in Florida. I think I know what you're going to say. Come on up, Barbara.
Hi, gentlemen. Yeah, it's getting back to the tribe that controls Palm Beach County. And I just wanted to update you about some good news for a change.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
And that was Dr. Latson was rehired by the Palm Beach County School Board. And
I saw that a week ago, yes, I did. Wonderful news. Who was he?
Well, they were going to take the vote. And they on Wednesday, they voted, and it was 4-3. The three that voted for it, the one commissioner lives in that district. The other one, Brill, is Jewish. And the third one, I don't know, Whitfield, I don't know where she was coming from. But the other four voted to rehire him, and that was the recommendation of the judge, the administrative judge, to rehire him. And the topic, of course, had been that he said that he couldn't verify that the Holocaust had happened and that there were some parents who didn't believe it happened and he had to remain neutral. So that set off a firestorm over a year that ended up in his being fired last October. He appealed it and then went before the administrative judge, and then this past Wednesday had to be rehired and given back pay also. So at least there was a victory for a change for, what shall we say, First Amendment rights?
What do you think of that, Art?
I think it's good for him. I think now they should be firing the school board who cost the community all that money. That's what I think now is basically put the fire to these guys. Who are you? You know, why are they in office anymore running the school board after what they've done? They're unfit for public office. That's what I think is the next step.
Yeah, unfortunately, along with the Jewish element, we have the Zionist Christians in Palm Beach County also, and people don't really pay enough attention to the school board. But as you mentioned earlier, that's that's the place to watch. That's where the young minds are right. trained. Yeah. And just wanted to thank you for letting me yeah. bring you up to date.
I thought of you when that news item came across my screen, and I was going to send it to you, but I knew you would probably get it. Yeah. Yeah, very
yeah.
good news.
And it's Palm Beach.
He's a
Palm
black
Beach
man, by the way.
Was,
yeah, he's not a, you know, they would try to say he's a radical black activist, one of these. Well, wait a minute. You created Black Lives Matter. Now, he's one of them. His life matters, and his career matters. So what are you going to say about that now, huh?
Yeah, he could have, if he'd been fired, then he could have taken into civil rights. Area, you know, his
well, that's it.
Florida
that's
Constitution.
It. You're threatening with a lawsuit. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you
sure.
for the call,
I think that,
Barb.
I think they realize that.
Sure.
Okay, gentlemen, thanks so much.
Right. You're welcome. Thank you. Well, it only goes to prove what Art says. You fight them on the local level, too, and you give them a bloody nose now and then, and they certainly go, ouch, ouch, and you got to hit them a little harder, I guess, you know. Here's a story for you, Art, from the Times of Israel. U.S. liberal Jewish group sign a letter opposing Coney Barrett's court nomination. Gee, I wonder why. It would have nothing to do with religious bigotry now, would it, against her Catholic faith? I don't.
Of course not. First of all, it's a foreign nation. They have no, they should not have any say in American politics. You know, so it's nice that they wrote that, but it's like it's not their country. And if they want to talk
Amen.
About that, let's talk about Palestine.
Amen. That's right.
Right.
No, but that's one of many of the agenda of them who are of a particular tribe that is very racist, very bigoted, very intolerant, and they preach tolerance. So now they kicked Louis Farrakhan totally off of YouTube, as a matter of fact. He was terrible, just a terrible man. He was talking against the whites and so forth. You know, they'll use that as an excuse, but of course you know who he was really talking against. I guess you have
right.
to pay
And who owns Google? I mean, one, this is one of the things I was trying to say before is, look at Google. It's owned by people of, you know, a certain country. You know, they actually went over there and met with the Prime Minister of Israel.
Yeah.
Okay. And now what they did is they stepped back and they put some people from India, you know, rose up to power through H-1B visa into the positions of power of running Google. All right. So basically put the, you know, the Indian population in there as a buffer between them and what's going on. That basically buffers them from any direct activities as far as their corruption goes because they use a proxy in the middle. And you
exactly.
see that right now with Kamala Harris. That's exactly what that's all about. She's nothing but a proxy for, you know, the corruption to control the office of presidency, as I see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and there you go. This is the reason, folks, that I keep saying over and over and over again. You have to look at who controls American politics, who influences it more than anyone else through the lens of that particular tribe, through the Kenites. The Kenites, the sons and daughters of Cain. Now, if we don't understand that, we're not going to understand why America is in such big, you know, doo-doo. And like I said, God's not happy, and he's given us over to them. And, you know, individually, yes, we can all do our part. We can all be safe. We can all be happy to the extent that we can in this world. You know, we can all do well and survive the onslaught. But as a nation, let's face it, this is, like you said before, Art, it's the ancient Roman Empire, Pax Americanus, and now they're beset with problems on all sides. And you know, whether we're going to have Caligula or Nero or you know, Claudius or any of the others of Rome, we're at the very end of this this journey. We cannot sustain ourselves as a people. You know, I read the other day one of these columns. I think I sent it to you. One of these crackpot so-called Christian pastors, and he said the danger is from Christian nationalism. You know, well, what's Christian nationalism? Christian nationalism is love of Christianity and country. Doesn't necessarily mean that we're a religious state. No, we're not. That's true. But to say that we have no roots, we have absolutely no attachment to our heritage in Christianity, is to bold-faced lie. And that's what they do. And these are ministers. You see, these are preachers. These are teachers. And what do they teach? Jesus said, beware of those in the pulpit, for they, in the last days, when they are judged, they shall be found wanting and treated accordingly. He said, the false pastors and teachers are the enemy within. And they are the enemy within. So America, once a proud land of Christianity, of the Bible, the movement out to the West, and they went with their Bibles, their guns, and their fists, you know. Let's face it, that's the way the West was won. That's the way America was won. And a lot of people today are going to be looking at Columbus Day, you know, and they're going to be vandalizing statues they haven't taken down yet, Art, you know. And they're going to be doing other things to prove how tolerant they are. Does this add up to you? Does it sound like Saul Alinsky or Lenin or something?
Sounds more like Alinsky.
Yeah, we'll come right back, folks.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, folks, we are back again now and with Art. And again, the number, if you have a quick comment, very quick, 800-313-9443. NoPlaceForCorruption.com is Art's website. So you look him up. And Art, this business of Nancy Pelosi, your favorite Speaker of the House, I think, you know, she's bringing up this 25th Amendment thing. And, whether this is a ruse or not, we will find out. But isn't it interesting, all of the timing of all of this, to whether or not Trump is fit for office, whether or not he can maintain any degree of sanity or what have you, and of course she is a leading example of sanity. But nevertheless, should this go through and this happen, and even if they were to win, that is the Democratic Party, and Biden is incapacitated or removed, then we have Kamala Harris, and who do you think would make a vice presidential appointee? Would it be Hillary Clinton, Gina Raimondo in Rhode Island, or would it be somebody else?
I think it would be Nancy Gambino Pelosi.
You think she would? Oh, my.
Or it might be Newsom, for that matter, you know, her cousin. You know, you can see... You can see the basically they're nothing but a front for, you know, Gotti and those guys. There is what Nancy Pelosi is, and it shows how, you know, like we're saying, the corruption in American politics, why she's even there. And what's interesting is the 25th Amendment she's pushing through. Is she competent herself? I mean, really, listen to the way she talks and all that. It's like, hey, I mean, she should be the first one they take off to the funding farm the way she acts. That's how I see it.
Yeah. Rather than giving them a COVID test, I think they should all take two tests. One, a lie detector test, which they would fail. And number two, a sanity test. And you're right.
Right. That's exactly the case.
Yeah,
as far as lie detector test, I think as soon as their lips move, the thing's going to go off the scale.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so, right. And as far as the, you know, sanity...
Well, she can always take insanity plea if she is brought up on charges. So, you know, I think we're going to live with that, yeah. I only have a few seconds, but Tom in Utah wants to say something. Make it quick. Hello, Tom. You're on the program.
Well, I'm just getting to give you advice, everybody. Prescription, should I say. Don't violate Revelations chapter 2 and 20. Take two garlic and call me in the morning.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Words of wisdom. Well, we're almost out of time. Art, do you have any words about Columbus Day weekend? And we'll leave it at that.
Well, I mean, I think we should honor Columbus Day because there's a lot of people in the Italian-American community that have done a lot to contribute to this country. What I can think of is Marconi with the wireless radio, Enrico Fermi with, you know, building the first atomic pile under the University of Chicago is an example. And I'm sure you can think of many others who've actually helped. And it's not, you know, there's issues about, you know, what happened to the American Indians, but that negates the effort of millions, tens of millions of people in America that actually contributed to making this a better country.
Amen. Well said. I could also nominate the Italian Prime Minister, or Premier, Cossiga, who said that Israel did 9/11. I think he would be up there on that plateau as well. You remember? Okay. Thank you, Art. Have a good one. Good weekend. You take care, and hope to talk to you again next time.
You got it.
Bye. All right. Okay, folks. NoPlaceForCorruption.com. Rick Adams is out of here. I'm sure you're happy about that. Till next week, hopefully, God willing, we'll see you then, and may Yahweh bless his elect. Bye-bye now.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.